Terry and his pal Pat Ryan are installed in the small two-story hotel run by Madame Sue in the plantation village of Lao Cai, Indochina. Pat has come to the place to become manager of the nearby Smythe Heatherstone plantation. But for the time being, he and Terry are pretending to search for hidden ruins and all that sort of thing. Now, we'll tie up with these two friends in just a moment on today's transcribed adventure. Terry and the Pirates is brought to you by the makers of Libby's Tomato Juice, one of Libby's 100 famous foods. You know, if there's one thing I'm really sure of, it's this. Any one of you boys and girls would certainly hate to miss out on something other kids are enjoying. But that's exactly what you're doing if you're not drinking Libby's Tomato Juice. Boys and girls are writing us how keen they are about this marvelous tasting juice, how they like it better than words can describe. So you can be mighty certain that you'll like it. Why, gosh, anybody would go for Libby's Tomato Juice. It's such a bracing, refreshing drink. That's why it tastes so grand for breakfast. It's such a fine drink you have between meals. Whenever you want Libby's Tomato Juice, you can bet your mother will gladly let you have it. Because this drink is a wonderful source of vitamins. Yes, sir. Libby's Tomato Juice is rich in two important vitamins, vitamin C and vitamin A, but that's not all. It's also a good source of vitamins B1 and vitamin G. Now, you won't have to do any arguing to get Mother to buy Libby's Tomato Juice. And boy, will you enjoy it. Now, believe me, it's a super delicious drink. So ask your mother to get some tomorrow. Libby's Tomato Juice, remember, is spelled L-I-B-B-Y-S. And now, Terry and the Pirates. Indochina has long been a favorite hunting ground for scientific expeditions, for people who search for traces of ancient civilizations. Strange, grotesque ruins are to be found, strangled by jungle vines and almost hidden deep in the tropical growth. Terry and Pat Ryan have started out along the narrow road leading to the plantation of Baron de Plexus. They suspect this agent of the Dragon Lady to be in league with the invaders. They suspect that de Plexus and his gang are smuggling airplane parts, assembling planes for the invader to use in bombing China. Yes, our friends suspect many things. So let's join them on this bright tropical morning.
It's dangerous for us to wander across the de Plexus property. We have to take that chance.
Well, I'm willing enough, Pat, but you think you'll believe we're geologists?
Well, I don't expect to meet de Plexus. But if we do, we can give him that story and see how he takes it. As far as I know, he's never seen us.
Yeah, but if he's working for the Dragon Lady, there's a chance he may have heard of Terry Lee and Pat Ryan.
That's right, Terry.
Besides, there's a war on. You won't find scientific fellows spending much time in Indochina.
Oh, I don't know. When you're a scientist, you do strange things. Even when you're just Terry Lee, you do crazy things. See what I mean?
Well, look, Pat, somebody knows who we are. You haven't forgotten that rock that was tossed through our hotel window with a message attached to it. You haven't forgotten that, have you?
No. And you know, Terry, I have an idea that message came from Madame Sood.
You mean she wrote it and tossed it through the window?
Yeah. Now, look here. See this pencil?
Well?
Well, it has a thick black lead. I picked it up at the desk in the lobby this morning. It's the same kind of pencil that scribbled the message we got last night.
Are you sure?
I tried it. Look here. See? Here's the note. It says, for your own safety, leave Lao Cai immediately. That could be a woman's handwriting.
Well, this pencil makes the same heavy marks, all right.
Of course, I don't know why Madame Sood wants to warn us. Maybe she knows what's happened to Dylan Kane.
Hey, you didn't talk to her about Kane.
No, I played dumb. Which isn't so difficult for me. Well, there. There's the post that marks the dividing line between the two plantations.
Oh, yeah. The Heatherstone plantation is on this side of the post, and but the Plexus property is just beyond.
Yeah. This is where we leave the road and take a trail.
Boy, that jungle doesn't look very healthy. Not so bad in this road, but I bet it's dark and mean in there under those trees.
Well, the sun seldom gets through the foliage, but we can't have a boulevard if we're searching for Dylan Kane.
How do we know where to look for him, Pat?
We don't. As far as I know, Dylan Kane may be dead.
Well, that'll be bad news for April when she gets here from Irrawaddy.
I said we didn't know. Maybe he was abducted by the de Plexus gang. Maybe they're keeping him out of the way while they go about their dirty work. It's all guesswork.
Mm-hmm. But it won't be guesswork if de Plexus catches us messing around his plantation.
I'm not looking for trouble, Terry. But I'm not sidestepping it either. Now, come on. Let's follow this path. It isn't much, but it'll do.
minute, Pat.
Okay. Take your time.
Golly, it's worse than fighting your way through a crowd of people. You call this a path?
Sure, it's a path. The jungle doesn't know it. Those vines and creepers and broken branches and...
You don't have to tell me. I wouldn't mind so much if there were sunlight down here, but... Look at those trees up there.
Yeah. Forms a regular sunshade, eh? Makes it hot and steamy down here.
Nobody could grow anything in a place like this.
Well, on a plantation, you get a little of everything. There's plenty of open country, I mean, so that rubber trees can grow and things like that.
Yeah, but where do we find the old ruins? I haven't seen anything but birds, insects, vines with thorns, and a million different kind of flowers.
Now, let's move along. We've only been on the trail a half an hour.
I hope we can get back the way we came.
I hope we can get back some easier way. It's a cinch we won't meet your plexus around here.
No, he's got common sense. He doesn't go for a stroll through a thousand thick thistle-throated thorns.
Say that again.
I can't. I had my tongue around my eye, too. Anyway, you know what I mean.
Oh, come on. There's a couple of amateur antique hunters. We're not so hot. Well, what do you make of this?
I'd say it was some kind of an old temple.
Quite a job somebody did, eh? All those carvings?
A long time ago, too. Boy, those stone faces are sure ugly mugs.
Well, if you had green moss and poison ivy climbing over you, you'd have an ugly mug, too.
Doesn't look like anybody's been around here for centuries.
No. What's this?
What'd you find?
This cartridge shell isn't centuries old. Look here. It's new and shiny. Just been fired. Not more than 24 hours ago, I'd say.
If this is an old temple or shrine or something like that, why would anyone...
Don't ask me, Terry. But this place can't be as deserted as it looks. Come along. Let's get closer to the building. Maybe we can find something else.
Say, it's kind of quiet around here. Can't hear many birds. That sun glaring down, it's kind of creepy all of a sudden.
Come here, Terry. Watch your step.
Now what? To find another cartridge shell?
No, but look over there. You see that big tree?
Yeah.
Notice those wires? Have to look close.
What do you know, a barbed wire fence?
No, not quite. Unless I'm completely haywire, that's an alarm system. Yeah, that's it. Deplexus has his plantation surrounded by an electric alarm system. The minute anything touches one of those wires, it rings a bell or something at headquarters.
Well, what do you know? Hey, I'll bet they get a lot of false alarms with animals climbing the wires.
Huh? You would think of that. Yeah, but even so, old Deplexus must be up to some no good. You don't string charged wires through the jungle for nothing.
Well, it's all the same to you. I'm going to sit down and rest the body. If Dylan Kane disappeared and is still alive, they certainly picked a fine country. You could get lost just sitting still.
Well, sit still. I'm going to take a gander around this temple or whatever it is.
Those stone faces must be idols, huh?
Yeah, you can't wear them for earrings. Well, you wait here. I'm going to see if this place has any modern footprints. A cartridge shell proves we're not discovering anything for the first time.
I wonder if we followed the electric wires, we could discover anything about what's going on at the plantation.
We might. If you can't do everything in a day. Besides, after we investigate this stone building, we'd better get back to Lao Cai.
Yeah. April's train ought to be in this afternoon. I'd like to be there to meet it.
Yeah, you wait here. I'll circle the temple and give it a once-over lightly.
Make it snappy, Pat. This place gives me goose pimples. I got a funny feeling we're not alone.
Okay. I'll go around and back here and...
Hey!
What? Did you call, Pat? Where are you? What's the trouble, Pat? Where are you? Pat, where are you? Answer me. He came around the corner of this building and where could he go?
Come on, Ryan. What's the gag? This is no time to play hide and seek.
Maybe he went inside. Where is he? Pat. Pat.
Pat! Pat Ryan!
simple, but I'll go on taking a look inside. Hurry, I don't see how. Hey, what?
Boy, oh boy, oh boy. Oh. Where am I? Golly.
Get your foot out of my mouth.
Is that you, Pat? You hurt?
You landed on my back and knocked the wind out of me.
Hey, where are we? It's as black as ink in here. What's the stuff I landed on? I mean, beside you.
Some straw, I guess.
What did I step on up there?
You fell through a hole where a block of stone turned over the minute you stepped on it.
Anyway, here we are, and how do we get out? I fell all in one piece.
Well, I have a flashlight in my hip pocket. Now then, let's take a look up there and... 10 feet or more up there. No chance to climb back up. Those walls are smooth as silk.
Pass the light around. Down here, let's see where we are.
There's an archway over there. This is a small room.
Yeah, I wonder where that archway leads to. I hope it leads to free air. I don't like this, Pat. If there hadn't been a pile of straw here, we could have been killed. Dropping down from way up there.
Say that again. Well,
let's rise slowly and see if there's any broken bones.
How's it with you?
Well, I'm all together, but I'm disgusted. We're a couple of swell detectives, I'll say. The first ball step is the one we make. Now look at us.
No, you look. I want to get out of here. I have a hunch we're not the only people who visit this temple.
What do you mean, Pat?
Well, that rocky trapdoor up there. A pile of hay down here. It makes me think that this is a trap to catch folks like you and I. Folks who might get too interested in what Baron de Plexus is doing.
Pat Ryan has a hunch, all right, but he doesn't know how deadly right he is. And he and Terry will soon find out. I'll explain what I mean in just a moment. A few minutes ago, I was telling you how keen kids are about Libby's tomato juice, telling you, too, how wonderful it tastes. But I didn't tell you this. I didn't say why Libby's is so super delicious. Well, the chief reason is that Libby uses prize tomatoes. Yes, they're prize tomatoes, picked red ripe and pressed for juice very soon after they're picked. So try Libby's tomato juice. You'll sure go for that prize tomato flavor. And remember, when you buy United States Defense bonds and stamps, you're buying a share in America. This transcribed adventure at Leo Kai, well, it's getting more exciting every step of the way. Terry and Pat have just found that out. But what's cooking when little April Kane arrives at Madame Suit's hotel and the boys are missing? And what about DePlexus and his scheme? Yes, and the missing Dylan Kane. You better get on the most exciting adventure bandwagon in radio and get your share of these Terry tales. See you for sure tomorrow.